Montreal has tens of thousands of lead pipes, and in 2007, the city was advised to start putting orthophosphate in the water. So this is a substance that coats the pipes. It just stops the lead from dissolving into the water. But the city chose not to do that, for reasons that aren't clear to me. They just continued on with removing the pipes, which didn't progress as quickly as the city had promised. Now we have an awful lot of partial replacements. This is where only half the pipe is removed because it's on public property, and the part of the pipe that's still on private property is still there. And because of that, the experts tell us orthophosphate, that protective substance, can't be added to the water anymore. There would be a reaction that would actually cause a spike in lead in drinking water. And unfortunately, our city of Montreal is now in quite a bind.
How aware were Montreal residents that lead levels in their water were so high?
The public health authority has, from time to time, told people here that there was lead in the water. But the information our research shows was misleading and said that the risk was limited to pregnant women and young children only. Now, that's partly because Quebec has been using a very old testing method that dates back to, the last century that was very misleading about the results. So our students and journalists all across the nation tested lead using the same methods used in Flint and recommended by Harvard, and we found extraordinarily high levels. The residents who stepped forward to test their drinking water, so many of them were taken by surprise by the results in their homes.
When these results came in, your investigative team reached out to the mayor of Montreal, Valerie Plante. What has the city vowed to do now?
Well, we sent some reporters to the mayor's street, and they tested on her street and found high levels. We could also see in the data that homes around hers had high levels. She expressed concern about her tenants and her children. She pledged to spend hundreds of millions more on replacing the pipes.
Our main objective is to truly eliminate lead from the territory of Montreal by tackling.
To provide financial assistance for homeowners so that they could replace their pipes. And there are internationally recognized best practices in reducing lead in drinking water, and the city committed to many of them.
The city will supply a filtration device for 1 year as a way to make for more precautions.
As a resident of Montreal, Patty, how confident are you feeling right now about your own water?
Actually, the landlord told me that the pipes in this building are very old and very bad, and that was one of the reasons I went out and bought a filter right away.
Patty Sontag, director and founder of the Institute of Investigative Journalism at Concordia University in Montreal. Thank you very much, Patty. Appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for having me.